I'm Stacey Lindis from Podcast PD, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 130 of the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you today again from the Ditch That Textbook World Headquarters here at my house in West Central Indiana, where it is kind of partly cloudy outside. It is in the 40s, which is like unseasonably warm for January here in Indiana, but it is a beautiful day. Hope it is in your neck of the woods as well. So today I wanted to touch on a couple of ideas for something that you may already be using in the classroom already. One of my favorite tools out there right now to help students to show what they know is Flipgrid. And if you're listening to this, I'll bet there's probably a pretty good chance that you're familiar with Flipgrid. If you're not, it is a free tool, and it is one where you as the teacher can create a topic or a prompt for students, and then they can respond to it with short video clips. And so they record the video clip and it goes on a grid where they can see other students' videos, if you set it up that way. And then the students are able to see each other's videos and then reply back to them, again, if you want to set it up that way. And so it's a really neat way to let students practice using their voice, to practice their speaking skills, and also to demonstrate what they learn. Now, a lot of times, teachers will just set up a prompt with a question and then let students record just their regular old head and shoulders video of them just talking directly into the camera. And that is fantastic. And really, there's a lot of good in being able to do it that way. I mean, you get to see your classmates' face and you get to hear it in their voice and you get to hear their intonation and, you know, they're talking extemporaneously. It's all well and good, totally good. If you want to put a new, unique twist on these kinds of videos, I've got a couple of ideas to share with you. These are a couple of things that I shared in my video presentation in the Ditch That Textbook Digital Summit, which did just recently close, but I still wanted to share it with you. And these are some ideas that come right out of my book that's going to be published in the spring called Tech Like a Pirate, which is all about creating a memorable learning experience using technology. And so if we want to make these videos that the students record, if we want to make them more memorable, more of a memorable learning experience instead of just a lesson, there's a couple of ways that we can do this. And I think that if we look at this activity through a different lens, I think that we can put a whole new spin on it. So that's kind of the big question within this whole thing is, what kind of lens can we look at this video activity? What kind of lens can we look through to give it a new spin? Let me give you a couple of ideas. One, for instance, is to have students not record the video as themselves, but have them record it as a news anchor. So have them set up the video, maybe even have them go with their back to a whiteboard, and they could even use the whiteboard to kind of like draw a picture of what the set would look like. Or you know how in a you know, in like a news report, sometimes they've got that picture, you know, to the right or to the left of the anchor person's head. And then have them record it as the anchor person. So that's really, there's a couple of good things with that. One is that they're recording it from somebody else's perspective, from another person's point of view. They're also reporting it as fact, which is, you know, kind of a different way to express your voice. What they could even do to go a step further than that is they could record this video on Flipgrid and then you know, they hit the pause button and then they hit the little arrow button to advance, and then they get to see a preview of what they've done. That finalizes that little video as a clip. Then what they can do is go back and record another clip, and they could be the reporter out on the scene to add even more details to it. So now they're doing it from two different perspectives, and they're looking at the activity through a whole different lens. So that's one idea. Let me share another one with you real quick. It makes me think back to that old movie, The Blair Witch Project. Do you remember The Blair Witch Project? It was not like, you know, an example of cinematography genius or anything, but it was shot. There's this whole movie that was shot as if it was, you know, on like a camcorder, like a home movie camcorder by a bunch of people. It was a horror movie. I'm going to be totally honest, I never did actually see it, but I knew the gist of it. So what if students shot a video, a Flipgrid video response of themselves as if they were on the scene of something actually happening instead of talking about it in third person? So by doing that, again, that's yet another lens that you can look through. So those are two ideas of some ways that you can mix up your Flipgrid responses with your students. And the question, what lens can we look through to make this activity a little bit more interesting? Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.